Birmingham, thanks to London North Western Railway. Book direct today and start your journey.
Calling all young creatives. Kickstart your career in media. Apply now and join us in years 10 or 12 at Global Academy. Globalacademy.com.
Right now at Matalan, get 20% off menswear and homeware. And yes, that includes luggage. That's the home, him and holiday plans sorted. Shop in store today or online at matalan.co.uk. T's and C's apply. Selected lines only.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 9, after protests against immigration raids, Donald Trump has sent 2,000 soldiers into LA. There's been unrest in Paramount over the last couple of days. Radio X's US reporter Simon Marks is following this.
Governor Gavin Newsom of California is condemning the troops' deployment and says it will only further inflame the situation.
We're hearing England's schools will get an extra £4.5 billion a year as part of this week's spending review. That will be used to expand the free school meals programme and fix buildings. Actor Jamie Borthwick's been suspended by the BBC after using a disabled slur on the Strictly Come Dancing set last year. The EastEnders star has since apologised. The BBC says it's entirely unacceptable. Thomas Tuchel says he understands why his England players were booed off after beating Minnows Andorra 1-0.
They were underwhelmed and not happy with our performance, so I don't think that we can blame them.
Despite that, they've got 3 wins from 3 in World Cup qualifying. And Bruce Springsteen has bought Sir Paul McCartney out for his gig in Liverpool. They performed a rendition of the Beatles' hit Can't Buy Me Love at Anfield.
Weather.
Brighter for most on Sunday. Northern England and Scotland will see the worst of any rain. Highs of 19. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Isaac Johnson.
This is Radio X.
From Global, Ed Gamble and Matthew Crosby.
Radio X.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to the show. It's Ed Gamble and it's Matthew Crosby with you till 11 a.m. In just a second, we'll be doing Sports Desk, so stay tuned for that. But first, here's The Strokes with Last Night on Radio X.
Oh,
Gamble and Matthew Crosby.
Always fold just before you found out. Drink up its last call, last resort, but only the first mistake. I'm two quarters and a heart down, and I don't wanna forget how your voice sounds. These words are all I have, so write them, so you need them just to get by. Won't you show me little bit of spark? You can save me for his bad rest.
Play here on Radio X. It's Ed Gamble, it's Matthew Crosby, and it's time for Sports Desk.
Radio X.
Goal! What are you playing there, guys? Lacrosse? Mega Sports. Hat-trick. Can I join in? Fair enough.
Slide tackle.
It's sports time with our resident experts, Ed Gamble and Matthew Crosby.
Double goal!
Yes, it's time for myself and Matthew to pop our heads around the corner and have a look at what's going on in the wibbly wobbly world of sport.
Corner!
That's time to shout in football, isn't it?
Yeah. Corner!
Corner!
Time for some headlines. Cricket. Bong.
Root. Getting better with age. Now,
I'm assuming this is the Australian meaning.
Yeah, of course it's the Australian meaning. Yeah. And it's great news for us.
Yes.
You know, an increasingly ageing team here.
Yeah.
Myself especially. I'm, you know...
You're ageing faster than
I'm ageing far... Yeah, I'm like I've been left on a planet in Interstellar.
Yes.
You know, every time you come back to the studio, you're like, how long have we been away for?
I'm a bit worried because we're spending time with you every week. And that we're aging quicker as well. Like, we're a couple of apples and you're a banana.
Yeah. Am I ripening you too fast?
Yeah,
am I like the beach that makes you get old?
Yes.
if you visit me, do you also get old?
Old, that's what it's called.
The movie Old, of course. But it should have been called The Beach That Makes You Get Old. Because then it tells you what it's all about.
Yeah.
So The Beach That Makes You Get Old, no, we're not talking about that. Now we're talking about this here. Fancy a root, mate.
What a root.
What a root, mate.
Throw another sausage on the barbie.
Anyway, let's do some athletics now. Bong.
Kerr gains revenge at latest Grand Slam track meet.
This is not... It couldn't be, could it? It couldn't be Jim Kerr of Simple Minds, could it?
Oh.
Surely it couldn't be, could it? Who do you think it is? Who do you think it is? Humphrey Kerr?
That was my guess, Humphrey Kerr. Yeah.
Oh, it could.
I wasn't thinking about that. I was just enjoying the idea of revenge at an athletics meet.
Yeah. good place for a horror movie.
Yeah, well, it makes it sound like a sort of Mario Kart situation, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does actually.
Jim Kerr from Simple Minds was knocked off the track, but he's got a red shell.
He's got it, yeah. If you're going to enact your revenge on someone using a piece of athletics equipment, what would you use?
It's javelin.
It's got to be javelin. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
It's got to be javelin. And because you
Discus,
hammer, maybe. I don't know. I feel like javelin's going to do the real damage. Discus might brain somebody. Mm. Javelin's going straight through the heart.
Yeah.
I mean, that's quite strong revenge, actually.
What about the rake that they have for the sandpit?
Yeah, that's good as well. Leave that out next to the hurdle. So they jump over the hurdle, straight onto the rake.
Boing.
Boing.
Or just leave it in the sandpit because they're jumping into the sandpit.
Oh, no.
Imagine the force with which it would hit you in the face if you didn't know there was a rake there. Oh, I would watch that because I've never been into sandpit as a sport, but I would absolutely watch sandpit if it had a rake in it.
Rake pit.
Yes,
do
please.
Do you think they... You know how sometimes when you're on the beach and you get sand in places you don't want?
Oh, yeah.
The long jumpers must be...
They must be constantly... I bet they've been kicked off a few buses for jostling with themselves.
Yeah.
I bet they have. No, I'm a long jumper, mate.
Vin, write a note. Let's get Jonathan Edwards on the show next week and ask him if he's got a gritty crack.
Okay.
Final one is the wibbly-wobbly world of football.
Bong.
Melon Delight at waking sleeping monster Oldham. Now, that is just a selection of words there. Melon Delight, obviously.
Why?
I'm ordering that. Bit of Parma ham wrapped around
Old ham.
Oh, Parma ham, old ham.
Yeah, Melon Delight.
Sleeping monster is how I feel after eating all that Parma
ham. This is a menu. You printed out a menu by accident. Melon Delight.
Melon Delight with old ham. Yes, please. Sign me up.
Very 70s, of course.
Thank you, Jeannie. I'll have that at the Dream Restaurant. Thank you very much. That was Sports Desk. This is Ash on Radio X.
Thank you.
Fresh on Radio X. It's Ed Gamble and Matthew Crosby. Plenty more to come in the show before 11 a.m. when we do contractually have to leave. We will be talking doctor names again, Matthew. We've been chatting inappropriate doctor names, which is like a proper radio feature. It feels like.
Are we turning into, are we maturing into proper broadcasters? Vin, you'd be the best person to answer that question.
Well, we were just laughing at Melon Delight.
No, come on, that's good stuff.
That's good.
It won't be long before we're doing Drive Time on Heart.
Absolutely.
I think.
Honestly, you put the phrase Melon Delight in front of Theakston, he's giggling at that. Come on, you've got to admit it.
Who's on your Rushmore, apart from us, of broadcasters? Who do you wish we'd turn into?
Of all broadcasters?
Radio shows, like classic radio DJs.
Well, it's obviously Chris Moyles.
Yeah.
Moyles,
yeah.
Vaughan.
Yeah.
Izzy Panayas. Toby Tarrant.
Company man.
Dan O'Connell.
He knows where his bread's buttered.
The Gas Man.
Mine.
It's the Gas Man.
It's Four Penks.
The Four Penks. The Four Penks of the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd pray for the apocalypse if that was the case. If I knew it was going to be Penk, Penk, Penk and Penk. Anyway, what we do? Yes, still to come doctor names.
We're not there yet.
I got very distracted by the idea of imagine the naughtiest blunders you'd see then. Oh my God.
Radio X. With B&Q. Everything for your new bathroom, not just sinks and showers.
Radio X. Switching broadband providers. What a faff. Do it next week, week after, or next year. But what if it was actually easy? Suddenly. Switch to Virgin Media's lightning-fast broadband and we'll handle the whole process for you. That's smooth, faff-free switching. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Switch today at virginmedia.com. New customers, Virgin Fiber areas, subject to restrictions and credit check. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
We're a nation mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats, let dogs share our beds, and even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets. And at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
At Iceland and the Food Warehouse, 10 for 10 is back on all your frozen favourites. From Chicago Town deep dish pizzas to Bear's Eye crispy chicken dippers, Young's Chip Shop fish fillets, McCain quick chips and so much more. With savings up to £15 with this incredible deal, you won't want to miss out. So head to your nearest store. That's why we go to Iceland. Ends the 2nd of July, subject to availability. Details apply. See iceland.co.uk/terms.
Save up to 50% in the Dunelm sale!
With new lines added and further reductions, there are huge savings on thousands of products, like bedding, rugs, curtains, home accessories, furniture, and lots more. Save up to 50% in-store and online now at Dunelm.
The home of homes.
T's and C's apply.
Turnstile, live in London, with Alex G, Knocked Loose, Danny Brown, Sunny Day Real Estate and many more. Friday the 13th of June at Outbreak Festival in London's Victoria Park. Don't miss Turnstile's only UK headline show this year. Tickets on sale now at outbreak-fest.co.uk.
Ed Gamble and Matthew Crosby.
Radio X.
I broke into your house last night and left a note at your bedside. I'm far too shy to speak to you.
Matthew Crosby.
Radio X.
You're an emotional wreck, you don't know who you are. You never say what you need. And you keep your mouth shut and your night stays still. And then you come and call on me. You say I just can't help myself. I really, really wish I could be somewhere else than you. And I met a girl. She asked me my name. I told her what it was. Tried to explain exactly what I'd lost. But now I just can't help myself. I really, really wish I could be somewhere else than here. You give me everything I need, but I really, really wish I could be time. And you just walked on by. I was catching the sparks that flew from your heels, trying to catch your eye. But that was somewhere else.
Matthew Crosby.
I'm
on Radio X. It's Ed Gamble and Matthew Crosby. We're chatting doctor names, Matthew.
Yes, indeed we are. We've got a great one in from Colin. Do you want to take it?
I'll read this. It's really interesting. Yeah. Hello from Canada. I am a doctor with a non-funny name. I do not get the looks others with the names Dick, Lusty or Puss get when they introduce themselves. While not every doctor is known for their self-awareness or sense of humour, one thing that does unite our profession is our love of a good study. Mm. I want to bring one such study to your attention, published in the Bulletin of the Royal College of Surgeons of England. It was written by C. Lim, R. Lim, C. Lim and D. Lim, and a family heavily involved in orthopaedics. The study revealed that names were associated with the speciality more than would be expected by chance.
So this silly feature we've been doing has actually got some scientific backing.
Yes, absolutely. Specialities with the highest percentage of relevant names were genitourinary medicine, e.g. Hardwick, Kinghorn, Woodcock and Bell, and urology, e.g. Burns, Cox, Dix, Cock, Cox, Ball and Waterfall. Cheers, Colin.
Thank you, Colin.
Thanks,
do you know
Colin.
What? That's lent this the gravitas it needed, I feel. Anyway, to continue the feature, this is from Claire. He says, my surgeon who carried out my breast reduction was called Mr. Chester.
Lovely.
This is Biffy Clyro.
You end a song.
That is how you end a song.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
We've talked about this before, but surely a Biffy Bond theme.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to happen, hasn't it? It feels like they're ready for it. It feels like they're good for it.
And call it Bames Jond.
Bames Jond, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. We've got plenty more to come on the show, Matthew. We'll be chatting more about phobias, plus the return of metal education just around the corner.
Brave.
With B&Q.
Getting a new bathroom has never been easier.
Radio X.
Scottish Power has just been ranked top large energy supplier in the UK for customer service by Citizens Advice for the third quarter running. But we're not slowing down, and neither is this butterfly. We're continuing to put in the miles to make sure our customer service keeps getting even better. Run over to scottishpower.co.uk today to find out more.
Whew. Ranked top from April to December 2024 excludes Northern Ireland. Ofgem defines large energy suppliers as those with a market share of at least 5% in either gas or electricity.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
This isn't just a train seat.
It's saving money for the things you enjoy most. Get cheap train tickets to London, Liverpool and Birmingham.
Pay less, do more.
With London Northwestern Railway.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company.
Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Barclays Ready Made Investments. The clue's in the name. Not Barclays Where Do I Begin Investments. You can start from £50. That's why they're not difficult to get started investments either. And you can choose your risk level. So they're hardly in at the deep end investments. So if you've got savings and you want to help grow your money over 5 years or more, then search Barclays Ready Made Investments. Make money work for you. Investing is not for everyone. The value of investments can fall as well as rise, and you may get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply.
SBLVillas.com. The flight and villa packages to beautiful Mediterranean destinations. Perfect for modern families. SBL
Villas. The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Guess the correct Radio X artist to unlock the box to win 25 grand. Day five, and we spoke to Ian.
Get in there, Chris. Come on.
And his guess to win £25,000, some would say, was a bit of a curveball guess.
Chris, I think the artist is Oasis.
But he was wrong, and we play again tomorrow morning on the Chris Moyle Show with the £25,000 box.
The £25,000 box. Radio X. The Chris Moyle
Show. Listen on your radio and on Global Player.
Tomorrow morning from 6:30.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
Yes, here on Radio X, it's Ed Gamble, it's Matthew Crosby, and it's time once again to revisit What's Your Phobia?
What's your
phobia?
Tell me what's your
phobia?
Ah, what's your
phobia?
Tell me what's your
phobia?
Fourth time we played that jingle?
It's too many.
It's too many.
One was too many.
In a three-hour show, really, isn't it? hi, Radio Boys. I've had a horror of volcanoes since I was eight. I like that turn of phrase.
A horror of volcanoes.
I saw a Disney cartoon where Goofy lands on an island and meets a native tribe who carry him up to the top of a volcano and throw him in.
Oh, no.
The volcano erupts and he's all mixed up in the molten lava. Too awful.
I didn't realise there's an episode where Goofy dies.
No, he's just all mixed up in it.
I think if you're mixed up in lava... You know, the lava's getting the better of you.
Yeah, poor Goofy.
Poor Goofy.
Although I've got to say, if a big old talking dog turned up on my island...
Oh, yeah, burn it with fire immediately.
Straight in.
Straight away. Yeah. Straight away. Well, R.I.P. Goofy.
But I don't think that's an irrational fear. Well, I suppose it is.
You're not gonna...
When are you gonna go in a volcano?
Have you ever been in a volcano?
No.
I've been to Vesuvius.
You've done Vesuvius?
Yeah, I've done Vesuvius. I've done Vesuvius, all right. This is from Jess in Leicester. My irrational fear, holes. Even the word makes me feel weird. Arguably one of the most irrational fears because what do you mean I feel sick when I look too closely at an aero or the bubbles in a bath? My sister is also a... Oh, hang on a sec.
Trypophobe. Trypophobia is the fear of... it's like close... Holes that are very close together or uniform.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sort of tessellating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like they can't... like a section of a pomegranate bothers them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely get that. And I'm sure our parents wonder whether they've made two absolute weirdos. Good luck in the charts this week. Jess in Leicester. Thank you, Jess. Can we do a couple of telly ones?
I know you want to do this one.
I want to do both the telly ones, obviously. Okay. Of course I do. Yeah.
This show... Unfortunately, you are the biggest influence on this show. Because
it's a real shame.
We have the listeners that you deserve.
The problem is the listeners know if they write in with a couple of... There's a couple of absolute... an absolute clangers here. I'm going
to
read them.
Another reference to a show you like?
Oh, I love the clangers. If they've redone it with Michael Palin doing the... Anyway, it doesn't matter. Rod Begbie writes, our dear friend Rod Begbie writes, as a kid, I absolutely loved the Kenny Everett television show. You and me both, mate. But I was terrified of his French Lothario character, Marcel. Rather than signs of an early xenophobic attitude towards the French, I think it was actually the unconvincing fake rubber chin used to conceal his beard that caused five-year-old me to dive behind the sofa. Now, I had a fear of the Kenny Everett show as well. There was an episode where his head exploded and he was, like, reaching around in his neck and trying to, and that night was just a complete write-off for me. I couldn't sleep. Had to sleep in my parents' bed. 28 years old I was, but yeah, it was really, yeah, really, really scary.
Big chins in French.
Mm-hmm.
What about the chap from Lazytown?
Oh yes, Lazytown just conceptually is scary.
It's not Sporter because it was his name. The chap with the baddie.
The villain basically with the twirly moustache. Yeah. No, Sporticus was the good guy.
Yeah.
The guy with the big chin. Yeah, something very kind of uncanny about. He's a real person, but bits of him are made of rubber.
Yes.
I mean, no offence to anyone who's got, you know, like a rubber hand or whatever. sorry. By the way, my brain was going, what if people do have rubber bits? Why, today, if you've got a rubber hand, no offence to you, who's got a rubber? If you've got a rubber hand, guys, get in touch.
Such an old man.
We've got to get you on. We've got to get you on the show.
God, I've
messed up here.
Modern life difficult, isn't it? You've got to be careful about phoning people with a big rubber hand.
The last thing I want is to be walking down Beckenham High Street and get slapped with a big rubber hand because I was reading about people with rubber hands on the radio.
Made it worse.
Yeah. Anyway.
No offense if you're the tango man.
I think that's what I was thinking. I think that's what I was thinking of. The final one, this is Tom from the Rick Edwards chat about Centre Park.
Oh, yes.
We remember you well. Irrational fears. As a child, most of my fears were game show based. I was astonishingly afraid of Bully. You can't beat a bit of Bully, though. The cartoon Bull on Bullseye, particularly when he appeared on screen when there was a spelling-based question. I was also incredibly scared of all automatic lock-ins on the Crystal Maze. I remember this, just thinking, especially if they didn't go back to get him.
Yeah.
Oh, to the point where I actually leave the room while they were taking place. Thank you, Tom.
The noise that Bully makes, because he's a cartoon bull, but he makes a very bull-sounding
noise.
And it's quite distressing. It is like he's been, you know, shepherded into a cage and he's about to have a bolt through his neck.
Tom, get back in touch. How did you feel about Dusty Bin? We'd love to know. This is the Wombats here on Radio X.
Come and steal a car with me and we'll drive it to Berlin's. Just show me the dotted line. You know I'll sign it every time. Build a boat out of some leaves and set sail for the Far East. I dream of the trouble we'll get in. I'll be a say help in Mandarin. Hearse, steal some cash from your mother's purse and sign her up for a Ponzi scheme. She'll be rich in cheap face cream. Throw a bender in a cemetery, bribe the dead to leave us be, and summon the demons that we repress. Swallow a shot glass, then get undressed.
Everybody idea just feels exactly like a great idea.
And we try to sit still and feel it all, but we'd rather run away than feel it all. You know I can't say no. Doing everything we can to increase the noise, and we don't care if it's trash that fills the void. You know
and Matthew Crosby.
Radio X.
Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now, about now, about now, about now.
The symbols are the symbols.
Right about Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother. Right about now. The Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother. Right about now. About now. About now.
It's Ed Gamble and Matthew Crosby on Radio X. We've still got some stuff to come on the show, Matthew.
Oh, we certainly do, yeah.
Including the return of Metal Education.
I cannot wait.
Radio X. With B&Q. Incredible bathrooms designed, financed and fitted.
Radio X.
The next train departing from Platform 1 will take you to park picnics, seaside strolls, dates with mates, and family get-togethers. Oh, and for those heading to the airport, please remember that sharing is caring. So be sure to post plenty of holiday snaps.
When you take the train, you're more connected to the people, places, and things you love. Nothing beats being there.
Attention all students. Get 10% off at Iceland and the Food Warehouse every Wednesday throughout June. Show your valid student ID card at the checkout and enjoy instant savings on your shop. Whether you're stocking up on snacks or doing your weekly shop, we're here to help you save while you study. With big deals and big brands such as TGI Fridays, My Protein, Greggs, plus many more. Why would you shop anywhere else? Offer in-store only, available every Wednesday until the 25th of June. Exclusions and T's and C's apply. See iceland.co.uk/terms.
Feel the thunder of hooves, the tension as they race past, your heart in your chest, that split second of silence before the roar of the finish. That glorious Goodwood feeling. Qatar Goodwood Festival, presented by Visit Qatar, July 29th to August 2nd. Book now.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Save up to 50% in the Dunelm sale!
With new lines added and further reductions, there are huge savings on thousands of products, like bedding, rugs, curtains, home accessories, furniture, and lots more. Save up to 50% in-store and online now at Dunelm.
The home of homes.
T's and C's apply.
Britain's Rail Network. Helping you stay connected to the people, places, and things you love. Nothing beats being there.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global Newsroom at 10, 2,000 National Guard troops have been sent into LA after protests over immigration rates. Demonstrators have clashed with the authorities in Paramount. County Sheriff Robert G. Luna has this message.
We will protect your right to peacefully protest, but we cannot and will not tolerate violence or destruction of property.
It's understood England's schools will get an extra £4.5 billion a year as part of the government's spending review this coming week. That's to fix buildings and give more children free meals. The BBC has suspended actor Jamie Borthwick after he used a disabled slur on the set of Strictly Come Dancing. The EastEnders star has since apologised after making the comments in November. The BBC says it's entirely unacceptable. England captain Harry Kane says they got away with it against Minnows and Dora.
It wasn't our greatest performance. I don't think it's one many people are going to remember, that's for sure, but it's 3 points in the bag.
The Three Lions were booed off after winning their World Cup qualifier 1-0. And in tennis, Coco Gauff beats Aryna Sabalenka to the French Open title. Yannick Sinner and Carlos Alcaraz play in the men's final later.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Sunday's looking brighter for most, but a few showers in northern England and Scotland. Highs of 19. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Isaac Johnson.
This is Radio X.
From Global. Ed.